Okay, so we're holding over here. When the Malach came the second time, to Eshes Manoach, and she went ahead and she called him to come to speak to the Malach about this Besur, that they're going to have a child, that they should make him a Nazir. They should be Noig with him Minig Naziris. So we're holding Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Dalet. The Malach is explaining to Manoach how she treat this child. Whatever your wife told you, that's what you should do. That's Tishma. So here we see in Meir D'Gazach and Shalom Bayis that the Malach was trying to express to him, to tell him that what your wife told you was correct. I mean, he was anyways repeating, come on, everything that he told her. He said, but we see a musig that we want the Malach tried to tell him, your wife is a meridig lady. She has her mindless, and what she told you was correct. We said, we spoke about last week or 2 weeks ago, we said sometimes the lady can be meisiv, v'shem the medrash, peiches, v'yoseh. So therefore, he was worried. He tells the Malach, maybe I can't trust my wife. So the Malach says, no, you can trust your wife, tishma. We see the same musig you see by Avraham Avinu and Sarah. The Malach comes and says, Ayi Sarah Eshtecha. So Rashi is bothered. What do you mean, Ayi Sarah Eshtecha? Rashi brings from Chazal that the Avada, he knew that she was in the house. But it's Yoyim Malach Yeshar Sarah Menehechen Aysa. Le'diya Shetsnui Aysa. Kedei Lechav Val Baili. You're talking about Avraham was 99 years old. He was married to Sarah for tens of years. And the Malach comes and says, oh, where's your wife? Oh, she's stuck in the house. What's the pshat? Because to be mechavav abayla, every time, a person always needs to hear a compliment about the spouse. So, about anyone, really, your children. It's such a mitzvah to go ahead and tell someone, oh, your child, look, I saw your child down, it's a nice and true. You don't realize what you're doing. Al timna taibna ba'alav. The Ben Yaina says that it's a lav da'yaisa. If you know something good about someone's child or someone good at spouse, and you don't say it over, it's a lav d'ayayas. It's a mechudosh d'gav b'ni yayinah, but akapanim, you see this musig of, here Malach's coming, and saying, anyways, he said over whatever he had to know, whatever Manoach had to know, he said. But he said, your wife was right, tishma. Listen to her. So you see this musig of being meisiv to shalom bayis. Telling someone about the spouse is already such a maila, that we see this again by this Malach of Avraham Avinu. He had his shalom bayis was perfect. And it was 90. He was 99. She was 89. They were married for tens of years. It's not what exactly it's new. Well, obviously Avraham knew that he married a tzniyas digger wife. Still, to be meisiv that I recognize that she's tzniyas, that itself is a ma'ala. Yeah. Now the pasuk says va'ita. Pasuk says va'yomer Manoach al Malach Hashem. Manoach tells the Malach Hashem, "Natzor no oischa. Wait over here. V'nasa lefanecha gedi izim. I want to invite you now to a meal." What's going on over here? The Malach told such a good, beautiful besura to Manoach and his wife. So Manoach tells the Malach, okay, I'm in a good mood now. Let's go ahead, come home, come to my home, and let's eat. Firstly, you see that Kalamar Bekiddush, that the food brings is maisiv for simcha. You want to get the people, you give them food, that's what brings simcha. That means once we see this musig of, they told a good besura, they were in a good mood, so they said right away, let's go ahead and eat. But why would the shliach? Why would this person? So firstly, you see, the Yaakov Mehem Loya says, the Malach really did nothing here. What was the Malach? The Malach was a shliach from the Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was just giving. He was a messenger. And still, we see the Indian of Akar Satayv. It means if a mailman goes and delivers you a check that you got from someone, a nice matana, is there anything to thank him? Well, he's anyways getting paid for it. Well, this is a shlichus. No. The pasuk is being mechanish to us how vayda kodesh ha-toyv goes. Not only to the person that gave you that matana, even the messenger. The fact that the messenger came and told him this good besura, on that is already a chiyav kodesh ha-toyv, and that's why they wanted to go ahead and invite him to this gedi izim. That's number one. You see the midah of kodesh ha-toyv, how vayda we have to go in kodesh ha-toyv. Not to take anything for granted. Now, there's another interesting diyuk that the achrenim ha-medayik v'nasa lefanecha. I'm going to make in front of you the gedi izim. What does it mean I'm going to make in front of you? What do I have to make? You have to come into the kitchen and watch me cook? What's v'nasa lefanecha? It's a chayin and Yaakov Mehem Loya is medayik this. It says, it should say ba'adcha, ba'avarecha. So he says that, you know, he knew somewhat this person, we'll see later, wasn't sure that it was a malach yet, it was a navi, something special about this person. He says, you worried about my heksha? Come, watch me, you'll see, I'm from a lady, I can go ahead and I'm makbid on a heksha'im. Now there's a Tshuvas Eretz Tzvi that goes with these psukim. So he says that, he's very medayik, that sometimes a person goes ahead and just relies on someone, and you know this person is b'chalal, not a firm person. And he's not makbid b'chalal. And you just rely on him because why not? Everyone relies on him to eat. He says you have to realize that there's something more to it. There's something kedusha. When someone's preparing you food, you shouldn't just tamazay rely on anyone, any person that you meet. If you know that the person's a yirei shemayim, then he says it's not a problem. And he's medayik from this psukim, this lefanecha, that a person should realize when he shouldn't stamazay, go ahead and be makel on anything that comes to your mouth. Something that you know, obviously if it's a good heksher, then it's okay, that's not what we're dealing with. But sometimes when you're mesupik, when you go to someone's house and you're mesupik with this b'chal yer shemayim over there, so then if you can avoid yourself from eating, it's kedai because of your sea of this lefanacha. So now, v'yom ha'malach Hashem, the malach answers back, el manoyach, im ta'atzreini le'oicha b'lach ha'mecha. If you're going to want me to stop by you and stay by you, I'm not going to eat your bread. Now, he was never invited for eating bread. Right? He told him, I'm going to make for you gedi izim. So what does bread have to do with it? What does bread have to do with it?
Lechem still means food in the sense.
Oh, right. So when he told him before gedi izim, he meant that was going to be the main dish. But rather, I'm going to give you lechem along with it. So he says, I can't eat your bread. V'mtasa oilo la'ashem. If you want to make a idol Lashem, you want to bring a carbon Lashem talana, bring it to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Don't give it to me. Ki lo yada manoyach ki malach Hashemu, because manoyach did not know that this person was a malach. Now let's try to understand this pasuk. The malach tells him, "No, I'm not going to eat by you." Now what's the pshat? Why by Avraham Avinu we see that the malach they ate by him? Why over here is the malach not going to eat by him? So the answer is pashut. The malach doesn't eat. No such mitzvah, the malach eats. But Avraham Avinu was treating them like regular people. Avraham Avinu didn't know they were malachim. He thought they were Arabs. Right? So therefore, they did not want to be mishan of the minig. The minig is that a person comes to you eat. So they didn't want to be mishan of the minig. When Shain came over here with the malachim, where this malach came to Manoach. Manoach was chayshish. We saw his wife told him it was a malach alakim. He thought maybe it was a navi, but al-kapanim, he knew that this was some spiritual person over here. So it wasn't shver to him that they wouldn't eat to therefore. And we see, he told him, in the end of the pasuk, he tells him, Ki malach Hashemu, I'm a malach. So therefore, it's not shver why he didn't eat. It's no shachas to Avraham. But Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro, Zatzal, I think it's Ramesh Shmuel Shapiro who was the yeshiva in where?
Binyakin,
right. So I think it was his great grandfather or something. He was a brother to Rabbi Fal Shapiro. Fal Shapiro was the yeshiva in Balazhin. So I think Ramesh was an anical over there, so it's probably named after him. Anyways, so he says, he's bothered. What does it mean? The pasuk starts off, Natsa no Eischa, V'nasa, and then the Malach tells him, Imtatsreini lo Eicha. Let him just say it, Imtatsreini. I'm not eating. You invited me to eat, I'm not coming to eat by you. He could have just said, Lo Eicha b'lach amecha, what is Imtatsreini? And he says more than that, V'em Malach Hashem v'noyach, Imtatsreini lo Eicha. He should say, Af lo Eicha, even I'm not going to eat. That's his tudu yukim. He says like this, he says a very shafi thing in Nachnasas Archim. He says there are people that are Machnisi Archim, but they don't have any food prepared for a guest. And what does that mean? That means if the guest is going to come, they're going to go ahead and prepare Gantz Suda. But right now they don't have anything prepared. And then there are people that are always inviting guests. They're not Makbid Bechlal to give the guest the best. You go ahead and invite, you see someone in Shul that doesn't have a Suda, so you invite him, and they're always available for that. So he says, he says like this, that al pirayv, the people that tell you that, oh, sorry, today's not a good night, those people are not ex machnis ayach. Because those people are just, it's convenient. When it's convenient for them, they'll be machnis ayach. But any difficulty, they won't be machnis ayach. Now, I'm not talking to you because this you have to know with your wife. You come home and your wife, what do you bring a guest to? You can't say, oh, I'm sure I'm machnis ayach. You be the machnis ayach and then let's see. But akapanim, right, you have the food prepared, and then we'll see. But we're talking about this musik of machmas ayach. That means you're always the person that's never available for that moment. That means you're always, oh no, sorry, tonight's not a good night. Every night you have another excuse. Every night you have another excuse. For you, I need a whole pork. I can't stop a bite and give you a salad. You need a whole fresh piece of meat. Right? Then Zakt Shmuel Shapiro is telling you that that's not a machzor. The malach chapt. He says, you tell me to invite you. Oh, I'm going to go ahead now and prepare you gedi izin. What type of invitation is that? You watch me for 2 hours now, cook this piece of meat, and you just sit here and take your time. Right? That's not a machzor. Machzor is like Avraham Avinu. What's Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu also gave them chagel with everything. But right away he gave them lechem. He gave them bread. He said, I'm not going to make you wait. Is bread ready? That's what I'm going to give you. Bread wasn't ready. Give the guy to eat. And then bring out the main dish and have your servants cook them up, everything. But if a person says, okay, you can be my guest, but I need at least 2 hours to prepare, stay away from that guy. That's what he says. And the Ben Moshe also goes along with this Mahalach and these Psukim. He tries to be masked, but why the Malach didn't come? Why was he not coming? So we said one shot, but he says this shot also, that a person has to realize what a Machlas Arach is. Don't make your guest feel uncomfortable. For you, I need special, and for you, I'm going to make him wait 2 hours. That can't be. A person has to realize that if there's a guest that's coming to you, give him to eat right away, and then give him first the farshpais, give him something to eat. Let him feel that he's a person, not stop waiting alone over there while you're cooking up this fresh piece of meat. Or you're going to the store to buy it, you send your children to the store to buy it. The guy feels so uncomfortable. Kilo, you're doing something so special for me. Like this, you make the guy feel good. Not only that, the Sfarim right that sometimes you think it's fakad, but it's really not like that. You invite a guest, and you say, no, I had this anyways in the house. You see, the real machnas erech, that's what they do. They say, yeah, for you, I wasn't bothered for you. I anyways had it around, and so you're not being matriach me. No one wants to feel that you're matriach for them. No one in this world wants to. No one feels good that you're matriach for them. It's better you tell the guy, I had it anyways. I can't say that it's good to say your leftovers, but something like that, that the Muslim, that the person doesn't feel that you worked so hard for him and you're worth it. As much as you say for you it's worth it, don't make the guy feel that you had to run around and go out of your way to be machasar. It's very negay. A lot of times you give a person a ride and you say, where are you going? And you say, no, I'm really going. Go, yeah, I'll take you. Take the guy you're busy. I'm saying, but if you're taking the guy, do it right. I'm going that direction anyways. You know what the difference it is? The guy the whole time is apologizing this and that. And he feels so nice. He comes out of the car. I was matriach someone to come here. And he knows that you're just being the nice guy. Don't make yourself such a nice guy. If you tackle field to do it, and do it without notifying him. Don't tell him, okay, I'm going to go ahead now. I'm going to cook the ezim. You have it. Take it. I didn't need your favor. I mean, the guy does need the favors. But it's always like this. That it's even benishla ishta, you're going anyways. So many times that a person can just say the right words. And it means so much more to the recipient. I didn't go out of his way. Big deal. He had it anyways. You're going to get the same schar. You're going to get the same credit for doing whatever was done. But to make the guy feel comfortable, you don't. Even when you're giving someone tzedakah, sometimes you don't want to give. But when you're giving someone tzedakah, you make him. You're doing me this chus, but that's the truth. You're giving someone tzedakah, he's doing you this chus because, right? Nasan titen, right? Backwards. But akapanim, make the guy feel that he's not the belt. You know what I mean? Collector and this and that. He's doing it. You're doing me a chesed by I'm giving my money to the right cause. That's how a person should make. Oh, that's the gabi or gemilas chesedim.
That makes the mitzvah greater, or is it shabbos that it's not taking away from
you? It's making it much greater because you're not making the recipient feel bad. Like he's a schnorr.
Like feel bad, maybe taking away from you.
That's probably true also, but yeah, that's true also. Now, there's another. Nakuda learned out of this pasuk. There's a Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, daf Yudam and Aleph, Yudam and Beis. It's a famous Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kol ma'arech tamad chacham bebeisai, kilo makiv tamidim." If you invite a guest to your house, a tamad chacham, then it's like you makiv a tamid, carbon tamid. So the Malach tells him, "Like ucha b'lachamecha, if your kavana is to be meichel me, to give me food, to be makiv tamidim, then don't do that. Bring your carbon to Hashem." Bring your carbon to Hashem. Don't invite me. What does that mean? It means, what's the pshat that if you bring a Talmud Chacham to your house, it's like a makiv a Talmud. It's a very nice thing to bring a Talmud Chacham, but why? Talmud is a carbon. It's like a mighty thing. You bring a Talmud Chacham to your house, it's like a makiv a carbon Talmud. What's the pshat? So the pshat is that a Talmud is a carbon that's brought to Hashem. Hashem's oichel, ki, kaviyachel, whatever that means. Karbonis, Haichen Yonim, the Bainishlam, that's a Meichel of Hashem Kilo. So when you bring your Talmud Chacham, by him it's giving him kayach to continue learning that throughout the day. He's doing ma'asim tayvim, whatever he's doing. So Meli, when you're giving him food, he's not stam eating food, stam to you know, for Hanoah ba'alma. He's eating it to get kayachas to continue on as richly as throughout the day. So when you're bringing your carbon to Samela, when you're feeding your Talmud Chacham, it says that you have breakfast and supper, you should feed him twice a day. Like this, you're being machnas arich, and it's not just a machnas arich, you're giving him his kaychas. Throughout the day, the kaychas that he has is all from you. So you don't realize that schus that you have by feeding a Talmud Chacham. So you go and you give him breakfast. I'm saying you give, you're talking about Talmud Chacham. So you give him breakfast, the Dasalein is a carbon Talmud. Carbon Talmud, what? It doesn't mean that the pshat is that you have to bring him dafka to the house. It means normally that's how you fed a person. You gave him time for Shabbos. You gave him someone to eat.
Oh, that's how he
works. Right. So the pshat is that like this. You're going ahead. You're bringing it's keila. You're bringing a carbon talmud. That's the, and not only that, it has the kapara also. It's almost like you're bringing a carbon, the madama to a carbon. It means through that you're having a kapar. Now, this. So he told him like this. What did he tell him? If you want to bring a carbon, bring it to the Lashem. What does this mean? So he told him, I'm not going to eat your bread. And if you want to bring a carbon, then bring a carbon to Hashem. Who was talking about a carbon? He says he's giving him a gedizim. So you see from here another. The Sfarim right. You see from here another Indian and chinuch, and another Indian had to tell someone something. You never tell someone direct, especially when it comes to thanking. Well, children, you have to because else you tell them to thank the bus driver or anything like that, or else they wouldn't know it. But when you're telling another adult to thank him, and the pshat is felt in dine hakara. Hakara satayv is something that b'metzias you understand on your own. Obviously, again, like we're saying, a child, you have to be mechanic, and then he'll appreciate it, he'll understand it. But when it comes to someone, okay, thank this person, then the whole hakara is not a real hakara, because the guy didn't chat himself, so what's the thank you going to be? Thank you, and run away. Or even worse, thanks a million, that word is so overdone. I want to see a guy that can thank someone a million times. I mean, thanks a million. Thanks 100 times, I hear that you can do that, but thanks a million. It's okay, that's, you know, words are abused. But akapanim, but when it's natural, you see, the guy would see it on his own. See, he didn't tell him, bring your carbon oil to Hashem. He said, if you're looking by bringing, then I think that's a good idea. And then, Menoyach Taka brought it with the Gantz guy. But when you tell a person, go thank the guy, the guy's going to go ahead and be yoitzer to thank you. He's going to realize the difference. So over here, when Menoyach went ahead and told, the Malach told Menoyach, oh, I see you're looking, you're bringing Gdeizim, you're talking about Kabbonis. Gdeizim, like we said, for me is going to be a carbon talmud. Oh, maybe it's a good idea to thank the one that's really giving me this over this besura, who the Rebbeinu Shlom himself, and that's what the pasuk said. He just advised him. He wasn't mechayev him to do that. If you're going to go ahead and bring a oila, I didn't mention this. You mentioned it, then let me give you a good idea who you should bring it to. But not that that's what he was mechayev him. It's a very important lesson in Stam when you're training someone, you don't force them to do it. You suggest it, and when they suggest it, they'll feel like, we know Chazal tell us, God mitzvah. What's the pshat? Because when you force someone, it's much harder to, you feel like you're listening to that person. A person doesn't want to feel that he's listening to that person. A person wants to feel that he's doing it on his own. He feels much more accomplished. So like this, the Malach just told him, if you're going to do it anyways, then Lashem ta'alana, that's the person you should bring it to. That's where you should bring the karma to. Don't go ahead and bring it to myself, because I'm not the one that really did anything over here. So the pasuk continues, pasuk Yizayin. Vayomer Menoyach al Malach Hashem. Menoyach tells the Malach Hashem, Mi Shemecha, what's your name? So the Menoyach, he still wasn't typhus for sure, was a Malach, or maybe it was a Navi. And the Mefarshim explained, how can you think it's a Navi? He saw such a Basura. He said, because a Navi, when he gives over his Navias, he gets it in like a Malach. The Kedusha around him is so halig that it has it in mamash like a malach. So that's why he was misupik what was going on, if this was a true malach or was a navi just. What's your name? We'll see what that means. But what was the question? Mishamecha. So there's a sefer called Yalkut Sheva. He's medayik. He says, he should have said, Ma Shemoy. He says like this. He says that if you would say, let's say his name is Raphael, Gavriel, so you would think that's the name of a person. You wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that right, in Malach today we have those names. So he said, Ma. He said, Mishamecha, what's your father's name? Mishamecha, tell me, because like this, in Malach, Mishkantata. So if you tell me your father's name, then I know that you're Lurisha. If you're not telling me your father's name, that's what he says. So now, so what does he tell him? Ki yavoi devarcha v'chibadnucha. What does that mean? That when your words are going to be mekoyim, I will be mechabed you. That means when the Baruch Hashem is going to be mekayim, this tzivi is going to happen, that we'll have a child, I want to pay back, I want to be makatayv to you. So it's not just enough the fact that now I'm thanking you, I want to come back to you. And tell you, you know, they used to tell, they said this ma'aseh about many gedolim, you know, that you want brachas, and then when it comes to ma'aseh, you never invited me to the bris. So he's telling, so that's what Menachem's teaching us over here. That I thank you now. I want to bring a carbon for you. I want to invite you. I want to do everything. But not only that, ki yavid v'recha, when your words are going to be mekuyim, so v'chabnucha, I'll be mechabed you. How are you going to be mechabed a malach? What does it mean mechabed? So the Chaim Knievsky writes in the Sefer Time of the Kro, he says, obviously he was going to give him sandakais. So it wasn't a malach, let's say. He thought it was a navi. So he was going to give him something mechubedik. That's what he writes. Interesting. So devarcha v'chabnucha. So we see, he says over here that Yaakov Emleyaz says that Menayach said, Mishamecha ki yavei devarcha v'chabnucha. That he wanted to know who he was. But he says, by Avraham Avinu, we see that it was mekabel everyone b'sefer panim yavos. Many people, they're very excited to do machlis archem, but it's only if it's some chashav rebbe, some chashav yeshiva. Till then, everyone else, they leave on the side. So over here, Menayach, hard to say, but I'm saying, Yaakov Emleyaz says this, that Avraham Avinu was mekabel anyone. It was three Arabs in the street, the regular plain people. Come in, I'll give you whatever you want. Tongues, the best thing. For him, every yid was chashav. There's no such thing that this yid, I understand that there's more Indian of covet when it comes to chashav a person, but when you come to Machlis Ayach, everyone's invited. It wasn't meyuchid, this person, yeah, this person, not. They were all invited. So that's Mashenke b'Menayach, he had to say, v'chabnucha, how chashav you are, then I want to notify you that it's not stam. It depends on chashav you are. Now, we don't see that. We see that as a ma'ala faket, that, you know, I want to be mechabed to what you're worth. You know, if you're a Navi, I want to give you sandakayas. If you're star, I'll give you a bro, whatever it is. But Akapanim, that's what he stresses over here, that Avraham Avinu was b'chalna like that. Avraham Avinu was the father of Achmasas Archem. That is, any person, any yid, has you have to be mechabed him like a malach alikim. Every single yid has a tzelem alikim. So if he's a tzelem alikim, you have to be mechabed him k'dabai. So if you would realize that, then you go into those daggers, then you don't come on to any problems of inviting this person, inviting that person, you feel that everyone is chashivas by anyone. That's how a person has to look at machlas zaychem. So again, so we started with saying this, the Indian of being mechabed, being giving shalom, telling a spouse about what another spouse, about what you saw, a mila that you saw, or telling that about anyone, any parent of the child, to tell them the milas of the child, you saw this person, this child davening good, you saw this person learning good. You don't realize how good a parent feels that his chinuch was accepted and other people realize it also. And then we were saying how you invite someone. You don't invite someone by telling him, okay, wait 2 hours and my meal will be ready. Even if it's going to take 2 hours, start with something. Start with the mezainis, papitas, anything. Get them started like this. They shouldn't feel. And the way you invite someone is not that you tell them, oh, I'm going to work so hard to have you. It's such a pleasure. Don't skip out that first part and say it's such a pleasure. That will be enough. And I was saying over here, Bechlal, how the fact that Menayach went ahead and inviting a Talmud Chacham, giving food to a Talmud Chacham is like a carbon Talmud. That's what the Malach told him. You're trying to bring a carbon, go bring a carbon Talmud. And then we see this also, this Midah Vakar Zatayv. And even to the messenger, is the Indian of Vakar Zatayv, because he's giving off a good Besura. And the other thing we saw is, from the Messiah, that when you want to get someone in a good mood, you give them food, that automatically, even the guest dimension, we're talking about a malach. In a good mood, you get them food. Food gets everyone excited. We should be zaycha that now when there's a chash of a breakfast, I'm being yaitzi my speech now, yeah. And especially having Moshe involved in this fundraising. Everyone loves Moshe in the shul. So thank Moshe for getting so much involved in this this beautiful maaser of his brothers, and the Shmizaycha that should be right to Ma'abitz Tayyar.